If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, they are now in force. President Trump's new regime of tariffs took effect overnight.
But the war is escalating. The White House says negotiations with trade partners developing. Here is Weisha Zhang.
Trump said leaders from Japan and South Korea are soon flying to the U.S. to negotiate. But China remains defiant. A 104% tariff is in place after Beijing refused to remove a 34% tariff on American goods. A top spokesman warned China will fight to the end.
In fact, China now increasing its tariffs on U.S. goods to 84%. Meanwhile, business analyst David Johnson reports yesterday's early rally fizzled when early hopes of negotiations with our trade partners were dashed.
We found out at the daily press briefing at the White House, and then it was reiterated later on, those tariffs are going into effect today, and it's a 104% tariff on China, which, you know, we buy a lot of stuff from them. Of course, they buy a lot of stuff from us, too. So we're back to square one.
After the early rally yesterday, stock prices began to drop and kept dropping. And now futures are lower by 2% on the Dow. S&P 500 is lower by 1.75%. The NASDAQ is down in the futures by 1.6%. And oil is down another $4 a barrel this morning. It is Luka Day. It's going to be a grudge match tonight at the American Airlines Center, where Luka Doncic and his new team play the Mavs for the first time here since Luka was traded in early February. KRLD's Kurt Lewis starts our team coverage from the American Airlines Center.
I'm standing out here underneath the larger-than-life statue of Dirk Nowitzki, the last Mavs superstar before Doncic arrived. Now, it's very quiet now out here, but this place will be buzzing like a beehive tonight as MFFLs pack this place for two reasons. One, to see Luka again, and two, to boo the daylights out of GM Nico Harrison, who engineered the trade that sent Luka to the Lakers. And these fans are going to be hating on Nico. For more of our team coverage, let me toss it to my colleague Russell Scott, who's been talking to some of these disgruntled MFFLs. Russell.
Kurt, a lot of these fans are disgruntled and maybe a few gruntled. I'm not even sure that's a thing. Nevertheless, the last time the Mavs saw Luka was in Los Angeles, where he dropped a triple-double on his former teammates. I caught up with a few fans at the last Mavericks game to see who they're going to be cheering for in tonight's contest.
I see our Mavs all the way. I miss Luka, and I love him. And yeah, he's gonna score a lot of points. I get that, but let's go Mavs.
I love Mavs too, but On this one, Luka needs some payback.
Luka should be well rested. He got ejected from the Lakers' loss in Oklahoma City last night. That for, believe it or not, getting his second technical foul after jawing with a fan. From the 24-hour News Center, Russell Scott. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you know Luka's going to be here with his revenge body, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, when you get dumped, you work on your revenge body. And there was a lot of talk, as you well know, John, about Luka's his conditioning.
Yeah.
And he is looking
Luka Doncic.
He's looking slimmer and fitter, I think, than ever before. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton officially announces he will challenge John Cornyn in next year's race for the United States Senate. Paxton appeared on the Laura Ingraham Show on Fox News.
It's definitely time for a change in Texas. We have another great U.S. Senator, Ted Cruz, and it's time we have another great senator that will actually stand up and fight for Republican values, fight for the values of the people of Texas.
Eric Bushman has more on Paxton's announcement.
The announcement came Tuesday evening and was no surprise to those following the upcoming race. This will put Paxton against Senator John Cornyn for the Republican nomination. There are several others who could challenge Cornyn in the primary. Paxton says on his newly launched website that he wants to carry the torch for Trump's agenda and to take a sledgehammer to the D.C. establishment. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Crazy story here. Anthrax poisoning has killed about 50 hippos in the Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
No.
Anthrax poisoning. The toxin is caused by a spore-forming bacterium, which can be transmissible to humans and potentially fatal in its inhaled form. So this is a natural occurrence of anthrax. Now, local officials there in the Democratic Republic of Congo are recommending precautionary measures, including avoiding eating bush meat due to the potential risk of transmission to humans and domestic animals. Yeah, I try to avoid bush meat.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that every other Thursday. It's bush meat Thursday down at Luby's every other Thursday. And I'm like, how can you pass it up?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
U.S. crude oil prices have been going down. They are down again this morning, another $3.50 to $56.07 a barrel, and this is their lowest level in 4 years. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says the reason's pretty clear.
Maybe two-thirds, maybe 70% of the tariff situation is the reason for the drop in oil prices.
He says the drop is driven by fears of a possible recession and a decision by OPEC to boost production. Those are both having an impact on Texas oil producers. Meanwhile, the state version of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency is close to becoming law in Texas. The Texas House gave preliminary approval to Senate Bill 14. It would establish the Texas Regulatory Efficiency Office within the governor's office. State Rep. Giovanni Capriglione sponsored the legislation in the House.
In the state of Texas, we have over 274,000 rules and regulations. What this office would do is come up with recommendations on getting rid of some of them that are unnecessary.
Governor Abbott would appoint members to a regulatory efficiency panel to advise him. That's a point of question for State Rep. Ana Maria Rodriguez-Ramos.
Creating the risk of prioritizing political allies or industry insiders over independent experts without built-in checks.
The State House has given preliminary approval to the bill. One more vote, and it's headed to the governor's desk. In an interview with CBS Mornings, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the MMR vaccine is effective, but argues it should not be mandatory. He says he's not taking the vaccines away, just wants better testing so people can make informed choices. Kennedy also blaming some of the recent $11 billion in health cuts on DOGE, saying several studies have since been reinstated.
The number of studies that were cut that came to our attention and that did not deserve to be cut, and we reinstated them. Our purpose is not to reduce any level of scientific research that's important.
Meanwhile, Texas measles cases are over 500, 24 new cases, and another hospitalization it reported yesterday. Most of the infections continue to be in Gaines County.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. I suspect that our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson, has been crushing up Rolaids and snorting them to help relieve the stomach upset that is taking place in this last 3 or 4 days.
Any more shoes are going to fall, we're going to have to send out for more legs. They just keep going. So we, at midnight, we imposed 104% levy on China. And that scene was, we knew was coming, at least we'd known for the last few hours. And that's what killed yesterday's market. This morning, actually, it looked a little bit better. We were seeing some tentative buying early this morning. And then China retaliated with an 84% tariff on U.S. goods starting tomorrow. That's 84% up from 34%. So then we just turned on a dime. The NASDAQ, percentage-wise, probably the hardest hit. It looks down 302. But look at the Dow. It's down 886 points on the opening, and that's what the S&P average looks like, down 84 points. The Dow's getting hit because a lot of those companies, big multinational companies, do lots of exporting. Think of all those European and Asian airlines that fly Boeing equipment. Or how about the big Caterpillar tractors that are sold abroad? All those are in the Dow, and all those stocks are getting hit. Now, a couple of canaries in the coal mine this morning and slightly different pictures. On the one hand, we just heard from Delta Airlines. They beat on earnings but lowered their guidance. In fact, they pulled guidance. They said they've got a slow growth environment. They're already seeing people book away from them or cancel trips. Domestic weakness is particularly difficult. And discretionary travelers, they're not hearing from them. Corporate business is beginning to slow down. So Delta has pulled their guidance, and that's a direct relation to what's going on with tariffs and the economic uncertainty. But on the other hand, Walmart came out this morning and said their first quarter sales were in line with expectations, and they think annual sales and operating income guidance has got to be unchanged, so they don't see an impact. We'll see. The next shoe to drop, should we find another leg, is going to be in the pharmaceutical industry. Imports are probably a third of all drugs sold in the U.S. Some people would suggest that it may be triple that. But now we're going to see tariffs on pharmaceuticals. And already abroad, GlaxoSmithKline, Sanofi, Novartis, all trading down 6%. Crude is continuing to get hammered, down $3.65 at $55.44. That's the spot month. Gold up $78.50 at $3,068.50. But interest rates are continuing to climb. The treasuries are not seen as a safe haven anymore. They're selling them. And 4.47% on the 10-year right now. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So how are Texas liquor stores like Chick-fil-A? With the answer and a look at major changes being proposed to Texas liquor laws, here's KRLD's Michael Bohr.
Shoppers can buy beer and wine on Sunday, but not hard liquor. Some in the state legislature say that's not fair. They point to the fact you can buy a margarita to go from a restaurant, but not the ingredients at a liquor store.
We should not have government mandates regulating the capitalist economy of Texas.
The bill by State Rep. John Busey would allow counties to vote on whether they want liquor sales on Sunday. The move is opposed by the Texas Package Store Association, who say it's expensive to be open 7 days a week. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Bord, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Is that not the most shocking part of that story?
I know, that they don't want to be open on Sundays, like Chick-fil-A.
How weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your news continues for Blue Nail Roofing. I had a shocking loss for the Stars last night. Shocking, I tell you. The Stars were up 5-2 with a minute left in regulation. And Dallas gives up three goals in the final minute. after Vancouver had pulled their goalie. That's a first in NHL history, according to Canucks PR, and they lose in overtime to Vancouver 6-5. Head coach Pete DeBoer.
Thankfully, it's not a playoff game. Hopefully, we learn from it. It's unfortunate because it's going to cloud some of the really good things we did tonight for big portions of that game, but you got to play for 60 minutes.
Kiefer Sherwood, not Kiefer Sutherland, but Kiefer Sherwood sealed it in overtime with the game winner. The collapse overshadowed a strong night from Matt Duchene, who scored his 30th goal of the season.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.